Well, God bless you all. It's always a joy to share God's word and to know that we're a part of a wonderful family of believers that truly want to know God and grow in a deeper understanding and an intimacy with Him. Tonight, the title of my teaching is, God Bless You. How many times do we use the words, God bless you? We greet each other with those words. How many times tonight we heard, bless you, be blessed. We greet each other with those words. When one sneezes, we say, God bless you. Our daughter Susie would say, her response to that would be, He has. And that is my point. God has blessed each and every one of us. And tonight I would like to look at the history of God's blessing for mankind. If you could please turn to Genesis, that's pretty much the start of God's plan for man. So we're going to start there. Genesis 1, verse 27, and I'm going to be reading the New King James Version tonight. So 1:27 says, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God first created man with spirit, and he blessed him. What does it mean to bless? To bless means to express a highly favored and fortunate position by divine grace and powers. It's someone who has been rewarded of God. We say, God bless your heart, when someone does something nice, kind, or sacrificial. To say God bless your heart is not merely saying thank you, but also acknowledging their kind heart and includes God's wishes to reward them for their kindness. You know, if we understand words the way God intended it, it just means so much better than what we expect from the world. In the South, though, we might say, bless their heart, which might be as a derogatory statement. But we always want to see how God intended for these words to be used. Well, we all know Adam lost the spiritual blessing of the relationship with God. God always intended man to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue it, and to have dominion. When God has a plan of blessing for man, he intends to complete what he promised. He cannot change his mind, right? So God had that plan for man from the very beginning, that spiritual man, to be blessed. And he's going to carry it out. Please turn to Genesis chapter 12. Abraham is the next man God chooses to bless. At this time, his name was Abram. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. Take a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And that's each one of us. It was intended from those that believed that they would carry on from the faith of Abraham and receive that blessing, that every generation after him would receive that blessing. Isn't that wonderful? God just is so good. Abram, as it says here, was 75 years old when God blessed him. God told Abram his descendants would be blessed. He needed an heir to carry out the bloodline. You will see in Genesis 17, at 99 years old, God changed Abram's name to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. Abraham and the promise are spoken of in at least 15 books of the Bible. I was quickly looking at that today, and you know, the promised land, all those things that God had promised to Abraham, the land flowing with milk and honey. So many times it's expressed throughout the Word of God, and it's because God wants blessings on each one of us. Please turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Isn't this fun to look at a word that we use all the time and see how many times God uses it? This is just a short sharing on blessing or blessed. And I hope you will, as you're reading the word, when you see that word, just take notice that when someone says, God bless you, respond with, He has, or I am blessed, or say, God has blessed you when someone sneezes. So Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 8, we're going to read. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. We have a rug that says that. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, God has, he always gives us choices. Let's look at verse 15. It says, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and take you, overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Just as each one of the things that he said we would be blessed with, we will be cursed with. But you know, God has, he always gives us a choice. He knows he wants the very best for us. And we still have that choice to obey or not. Jesus spoke of those that would be blessed. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5. Yes. And it's a quick study of some of the sections in the Word that talk about being blessed. So God blessed Adam, God blessed Abraham, Moses, and Jesus in chapter 5, verse 1, we'll start. This is called the Beatitudes. It says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he had seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And we use that verse quite often. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Peacemakers, isn't that wonderful? Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So I think you get an idea of how blessed we are and how every aspect of life God wants it to be blessed. Remember the curse that was there. We don't have to try to be blessable. I'll give you a new word, blessable. You know how you look at a child and they're just, the picture's just adorable? Well, blessable is a word I use to, it means that you are able to make yourself blessed. Well, you can't make yourself blessed. You can't work towards it. It's a blessing from God. It's something that God has given each one of us. It's a right and privilege, and you can't work towards it. Because when we work towards things, we always get disappointed. Because I might be blessable today, but maybe not tomorrow. And nobody will like me then. So there's only one way to be truly blessed. And let's look at Galatians chapter 3. Because we don't want this, the law that curses to ruin our lives and God's plan for us. He wants us to enjoy life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly till it overflows. And in Galatians chapter 3, let's start in verse 8. It says, and this is referring back to Abraham. I'm just going to pick out a few verses here. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, that says, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. And that was that quote from Genesis, from Abraham. So then those who are of the faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curses everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And no one has ever been able to do that. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And that was that original blessing, was that when God made man in his likeness, in his image, that he would be that Spirit, that he would be blessed. And now Christ brought back that Spirit to us so we can have the full blessing. And we see in Ephesians chapter 1, this most fantastic verse of all times when it comes to being blessed. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You can't get any better than that. There's no blessing that will miss you. You are full, complete. You're wrapped around the blessings of God. We see in Psalms many blessings declared. In Psalm 33, I'm going to just read this. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And that's a promise that we want to truly confess in these times. Psalm 72, 17 through 19 says, his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. And nations are families related to that too. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. In Numbers 6:25, if you want to look, well, let me just read that. It's a wonderful blessing that God asked Moses to give. It says, and the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And I say, bless God, the Lord bless and keep each one of you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We can do that for one another. We want to say, I really expect when we say bless you that we want God's full blessing on each one of us. When we think about how blessed we are, we count our blessings. We count all the people God has placed in our lives. All the many ways our Heavenly Father has given us spiritually and physically. We are blessed to be created in his image and have dominion over our world. We are blessed to be fruitful and always increasing, having more than enough. We are blessed to be saved and healed by the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our guarantee is God's word declaring we are blessed by God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. I would like to close with a beautiful song called Count Your Blessings. And
1, 2, 3.
When upon life's pillows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, sing them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So may the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fall, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Remember, when someone greets you with God bless you, respond with, He has. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your tremendous word and the unbelievable unbelievable plan that you have for us, that it only can be believed. So we thank you that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings, and we walk out tonight knowing that we are a peculiar people, a tremendous people, a precious people, a blessed people. We thank you for these things in our wonderful Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.